Church friends, we are at Wednesday already, and we're in Acts chapter 25. So Paul has been in prison for over 2 years in Caesarea. He has been at one trial under Felix, the Roman governor, now another trial under his successor, Festus. And so Festus goes to Jerusalem in today's reading, and he hears the charges from the Jews there against Paul. And so the Jews aren't going to give up on this. They devise another plot to get Festus to bring Paul to Jerusalem to be tried. And they've got this plan again to ambush and kill Paul on the way. Festus at this point says no. And he eventually, we see, holds court back in Caesarea. And again, the charges are brought about Paul. And again, Paul denies doing anything against the Jewish laws or the temple or anything against Caesar. And so we see Festus here playing politics. And he suggests that they go back to Jerusalem after all, so that Paul could be tried there. It tells us very clearly that he wanted to please the Jews. And of course, being new at this position, you don't want the Jews to uprise, because if they do, then you've got big problems with the Roman governor, Caesar, the Roman king, all of that. So, do you remember the movie A Christmas Story? Now, this is a movie my family and I watch just about every Christmas. And it's got the main character, Ralphie, and all of the excitement that goes on in his life, and anything from a leg lamp to being pushed down in the snow. But there's this one scene in this movie that stands out to a lot of people, and it's the flagpole scene. If you remember it, Ralphie is standing on the playground. It's freezing cold outside. There's snow on the ground, and his friends are all around the light pole, and they dare this character in the movie, Flick. Remember Flick? They dare Flick to stick his tongue to the flagpole. In fact, he doesn't just start with daring, he starts with a double dare. And of course, for kids, double dares, at least in the past, they were a pretty big deal. He went from double daring him to double dog daring him. And you can see the boys get more and more intense with it. And then the narrator tells us that they skipped the triple dare and went right for the throat with the triple dog dare. So when I'm reading Acts chapter 25 and I'm looking at Paul and I'm looking at his intense frustration with what must be going on here, he gives the ultimate challenge to Festus. Paul doesn't waste any time here in chapter 25. He gave very short statements, and then when he saw it wasn't going to go anywhere and that Festus was wanting to play politics, and Paul said, "I appeal to Caesar." Now, that was a big deal. That was the granddaddy of all things that someone who was being tried, somebody who was a prisoner, could do. He was appealing to the Roman governor Caesar, or the king Caesar. And so he, in essence, triple dog dares Festus to send him to Caesar, which Festus didn't have any right to refuse, because this was the highest Roman court, and Paul had, as a Roman citizen, the right to do this. And so then we see this next scene, that King Agrippa and Bernice show up on the scene. And this guy, Agrippa, this was Agrippa II, the second. This guy was a really devout, religious Jew, and he would have known a lot about Jewish controversies and theology. And Festus kind of pulls him aside as he's visiting and asks him for advice. He tells him about this prisoner, Paul, that he inherited, so to speak. And Agrippa said that he wanted to see Paul. So the next day they have all with all this pomp and circumstance, they have a Bernice and Agrippa and Festus there with Paul. And Festus says, in essence, I know I have to send him to Rome, but it's necessary that I have a letter to write the charges against him. And I don't even really know what charges to specify against this guy. So he's kind of asking Agrippa to help him figure this out. And so Agrippa kind of takes charge, and we see him give Paul an opportunity to speak. And tomorrow's going to be really cool because we see what Paul says and how he witnesses to Agrippa. So be back with you again tomorrow.